This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How some employees at Amazon are falling through the cracks. I'm David Brancaccio. Tesla has joined the ranks of Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft as a trillion-dollar company, at least on paper. Stock price times the number of stocks makes it worth more than $1 trillion. That is T as in trillion. Shares of the electric vehicle maker rose nearly 13% yesterday after Hertz says it will soon add 100,000 Teslas to its rental car fleet. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Analysts say Hertz's purchase of Teslas is a sign electric cars are going mainstream. And that sentiment drove Tesla's stock higher on the belief that it will be a leader in an electric car market that could be worth $5 trillion over the next decade. Hertz wouldn't say how much it spent on its purchase. It doesn't expect to get all 100,000 cars until the end of next year when Tesla ramps up production. Hertz has already begun accepting some deliveries, though, and expects to make the cars available for rent as soon as next month. In the meantime, Hertz has to figure out how customers will charge up all those Teslas. The company is planning to install thousands of its own charging stations. Hertz is also mum about how it will price the Teslas, mainstream or premium. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Checking the market screens. U.S. stock index futures are pointing to higher prices this morning. Dow future up 120 points, 0.3%. The S&P future up 0.4%. NASDAQ future up 0.6%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
An update on the story of Amazon, skilled at getting goods to customers quickly and quite accurately, but according to New York Times reporting, having a harder time with some of that technology stuff when it comes to managing HR systems for its employees. Amazon is not yet the biggest private employer in the country, but that's where it's headed. A new story from Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Jody Cantor and technology reporter Karen Wise details Amazon employees getting shorted on paychecks or erroneously getting fired. Some of it is how Amazon handles paid and unpaid leave. This piece is called Inside Amazon's Worst Human Resources Problem. Jody, Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, yeah.
Tell me, Jody, about a warehouse worker. I think she's in Oklahoma. Tara?
Yes. Tara had a baby last year, and it was actually right after she had the baby. She was still in the hospital, and she looked at her pay stub on her phone, and she noticed a problem. Her pay was supposed to be $540, but the check was only for $450. And so she contacted the company and said, hey, there's a problem here. And it was not resolved quickly. So she eventually grew so exasperated, she's sitting there trying to pay for diapers, that she emails Jeff Bezos. So unbeknown to Tara, that launched an internal investigation at Amazon, that discovered that not only was she correct and her pay was wrong, but that the problem, which was embedded deeply in Amazon's systems, had been going undetected for about a year and a half, and that as many as 179 Amazon sites had been affected.
So Karen Weiss, this is about when employees apply for paid or unpaid employee leave. Often their paychecks get shorted, or sometimes people lose their jobs over these glitches.
Yeah, it's a very complex network of back office call centers and online systems that don't necessarily talk to each other. And it's kind of a well-known, well-documented failure within the company. We have hundreds of pages of internal documents where they kind of self-assess these problems. So on one hand, you have this failure to serve their own employees. And don't forget, this is the second largest private employer in the country on path to be the largest. But they also have this internal acknowledgement of we're not doing what we can and should be doing.
No, so I'm clear. We're talking Amazon warehouse workers? Are we talking about the corporate employees, everybody?
We're actually talking about the same systems, and we're talking about a problem that not only affects hourly workers, but affects higher paid corporate workers as well.
Now, is Amazon reacting specifically to your latest piece here?
They put us on the phone with the new head of disability and leave services, who didn't really contest our findings. And what they essentially said is that they recognize the problems, they regret the problems, and they are moving quickly to fix them.
They're still working on this. And what's the time frame? Maybe sometime late winter that they think that they'll be able to demonstrate some improvements?
They said they've already been rolling out improvements, but they do have a series of ongoing plans stretching through the next 3 years, they said, to make improvements. For example, we documented a particular breakdown between two technology systems that don't talk to each other, which meant that people were being flagged as abandoning their jobs when they, in fact, they were on approved leave. And so that fix is scheduled for March, for example.
I mean, it really demonstrates the challenge of a business model that, yes, is all about zeros and ones floating through the internet, but is very reliant on actual living, breathing human beings to get the job done.
Absolutely. And human beings with messy lives. These are vulnerable workers who are dealing with some great things like new parenthood, but in a lot of cases, some of the worst crises and tragedies that can fall into anybody's life.
Jody Kantor is a Times investigative reporter and co-author of the book, She Said, on Breaking the Harvey Weinstein Story. Karen Weiss is a technology reporter for the New York Times. Read their piece, Inside Amazon's Worst Human Resources Problem, in the New York Times. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We also asked Amazon for reaction. In a statement, a spokesperson said it's disappointed when employees have such problems, but denied this is widespread or ongoing. Amazon said it's less than 1% of employees affected and mentioned that pandemic caused extra strains. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.